So Michael Babcock, and he is here with the AT guys, and I think a few people have heard me talk about AT guys. I'm one of their biggest supporters, I think. Maybe not, but it feels like it to me. Michael used to live in Alaska. I actually used to work with him. His office was where Elijah currently is, for those of you who are familiar with the center layout. And he was so fun to work with. And now he is working for JJ Merod, who is the owner of the AT guys. So Michael, tell us about your business.
Yeah, so I will do my best to keep this in a reasonable time, just to keep you guys on time. Looks like we're running a little behind. I am Michael, as Bonnie introduced, Babcock, working with AT Guys. AT stands for Access Technology. And AT Guys has been around since mid-2008. I started with AT Guys back in March of this year. It was an amazing experience, and I'm glad to have been part of this position. Now, AT Guys offers a wide variety of products that are aimed to provide a better experience and ease of being able to manage and produce what you need to in life. We offer our most popular products, which we'll talk about here in a moment, but we offer headphones, digital voice recorders, cables for just about anything you might need, and the Orbit line of products, including the Orbit Writer and the Orbit Reader, and we can answer some questions about those if we need to. I'll jump into describing one of Bonnie's favorite products and a couple of other of our best sellers. But before I do that, I'll also mention at the end, if anything you're interested in is something you want to learn more about, head on over to atguys.com. And you can click on a link on the homepage that says View All Products. That is our one of our most popular pages, so people can see what all products we currently offer. So our headphones, we offer a line of headphones that some may have heard of called the Aftershocks. Aftershocks are headphones that sit in front of your ears to leave your ears open so you can hear your environment around you. A lot of people use them to work with a GPS application. Of course, as I tell anyone when they're considering using GPS, please ensure that you have proper orientation and mobility skills before leveraging an application. But you never want to plug your ears while you are out and about traveling, trying to find your destination. So we recommend the Aftershocks line of products. They vibrate the bone in front of your head, in front of your ear, allowing you to hear text-to-speech, or some people do use them for podcasting and listening to some music, and then you're able to hear what's going on around you. They range in price from $79 to $159, and the biggest difference is the weight of them, and I say weight. The $79 pair are a couple of ounces. The $159, one of the $159 pairs are under an ounce, so there's really no weight to them, but that does make a big difference. The battery life and the charging facilities. Now I want to give a quick explanation of the two headphones that are priced at the same amount. We have the Aeropex headphones, which are $159, and those headphones are lightweight. They are our longest battery headphones, and they have a standard microphone built into the headphones themselves. Now, that's not bad because they sound like Bluetooth headphones, and they will allow you the flexibility of being able to walk around and do what you need to do in order to get safely to your next destination. Now, that being said, however, we also are proud to say that we now offer the Aftershocks OpenCom headphones, and those have a similar form factor to the Aeropex, except for the biggest differences. They have have a boom microphone, which is a microphone that comes down in front of your mouth and will give you a substantially higher quality interface for you speaking on. So if you're doing a lot of Zoom calls or you're making a lot of phone calls, you definitely want to take a look at the OpenCom headphones. So that's a quick overview of our Aftershocks headphones. We do offer another pair that are noise reduction headphones. They sit on your ears, and they are $79 even. They sit on your ears. You can connect them via Bluetooth or use a standard headphone 1/8 inch connector to connect them to your audio equipment. The other, we have two more products I want to mention real quick. The other two products, one of them, we launched the first version of this in July of this year, and we now have a mini version of it that we launched earlier this month. That's called the Versa Slate. It's a paperless slate and stylus, great for what I say is the blind person scratch pad, because what you do is you use the slate and stylus like you typically would, except you don't have to find a piece of paper to put in the slate when you're writing Braille. So you're on that phone, you place that order, and you want to take down that confirmation number. Grab your Versa paperless slate and stylus, take down the confirmation number, flip it over, the Braille shows up on the back, and you can transfer it to a voice recording software or your computer or something else. The Versa slates come in two models. The standard is $120. It's four lines of 20 cells. That's 80 cells total. And then the mini is $60, and that's two lines of 12 cells, which is 24 cells total. And one question that I'm asked often is, what size of batteries does it take? It doesn't take any batteries, so you don't have to worry about the batteries being dead. It is a fully mechanical device and available now, shipping now, which is awesome. Now, the next product and the last product that we will talk about today is the Blindshell Classic 2 phone. This is what in the field is called a candy bar style phone. So it's got an open face to it. It doesn't flip or slide. At the very top of the phone is a speaker. Under that is a non-touch sensitive display. And then under that is two rows of buttons followed by a standard keypad, and these buttons are physical buttons that you can press. On the right side of the phone is a voice dictation / assistant button that you can use to either use your voice to insert text or use the keypad to insert text. And on the left side of the phone is the volume key, so you can tactily feel where the volume is. Some people are familiar with the Blindshell Classic phone. This one has a substantially louder speaker. It also has a 13-megapixel camera. And now what Blindshell is calling the Blindshell App Catalog, which are curated applications to ensure accessibility with the Blindshell phone. Those we are accepting pre-orders for and hope to ship by the end of the month. And they are currently priced at $489, and you get a free extra USB-C cable and a Blindshell beep, which is a great thing to put on a purse, on a bag, or in a wallet, and then you can use the phone and ping that. If you're familiar with the Tile system, it works a lot like what Tiles do. So you just ping that, it'll make a sound, and you'll be able to hear it. One caveat with the Blindshell phone is that it is only available on T-Mobile or T-Mobile subcarriers. AT&T at this time does not provide any support for the Blindshell phone, and their networks are not officially supported on it, which is important. And you can get more information about that and anything else I mentioned at atguys.com or give us a call at 269-216-4798. And if anyone has questions, if we have time, I would be glad to answer them.
What do you raise your hand if you have a question, but what do you have in the way of Bluetooth speakers? We love our Bluetooth speakers and make the iPhone devices sound just a little bit better than they do by default.
Yeah, that is a great question, Michael. We have a Stormbox 24-watt speaker. That one comes in at $69.95. Great speaker to increase the sound of your phone. The biggest difference with that one and the other one I'll mention is that one has a line-in jack, so you can either use Bluetooth or connect it to something like a Victor Reader Stream or a NLS talking book player to increase the volume on that book. That, again, comes in at 24 watts. We also have the Stormbox Pro speaker, which is $119. That one does not have a line in, so you would not be able to connect it to a Victor or to an NLS player. It is only Bluetooth, but the added benefit to it is the Stormbox Pro is 40 watts, and it has a built-in battery pack. So if your device charges via USB, you can plug it into the back of the speaker and charge your device off of it.
Anyone else have any questions? Of course, you can look at all their good stuff over at atguys.com. But any other questions?
This is Katie. I have a shipping question.
Yeah, Katie.
A lot of times for Alaska, we have some trouble. Either people don't ship up to us or it's expensive. What's the average pricing for shipping if we order any of the products?
So firstly, we do ship to Alaska. I've lived in two different places in Alaska, and I have experienced that. So yeah, we do ship to Alaska. And Bonnie, I'm going to divert to you. Was it about $8 or $9 to ship to you?
Yeah, something
roughly?
Like that. My last item was...
Yeah, it depends on how many items you order and the weight, but averages, I would say $8 to $10.
Yeah, it does. And that's not too bad. You know, I look at some things I want to order and just totally decide not to because they're like $30. So I just want to say a couple things. I plan on talking at some point here now that convention, I won't be working on that as much. I do plan on talking to the accessibility person at AT&T because I am just like terribly annoyed that, you know, Blind Shell won't work on AT&T because many people have AT&T up here and there is no T-Mobile. I don't know about the sub-carriers. I looked at all of them. You know, there's a lot of them, but I just don't know if any of them are ones we have. If they are, they're not ones that people typically use for the most part.
There's TeleAlaska and GCI kind of. I don't know how much with TeleAlaska if they do cell service. But I know GCI has advertised some phones.
Well, we're talking about the Blind Shell though. And so I don't, it's just kind of annoying. I just want to say about the Versa slate, I call it the magic slate because you can erase everything that you wrote and that's the coolest thing. It is very cool. The Braille is superb.
And during convention, when we were at the NFB National Convention in July, JJ had one, that he was playing with and we called it his fidget slate. The stylus does magnetize to the side of it, so you don't have to worry about losing the stylus at all.
It goes a little slot. You can put it on a lanyard too.
I have heard some people use a standard stylus with it because people have asked, well, what if I lose the stylus? A standard stylus will work. It just won't clip into the side of the slate as well. One last thing that I wanted to follow up on Jessica's presentation earlier today. We do sell Way Around tags, so those are available. And if people have any questions, you can always reach out to Way Around or reach out to us. And Way Around offers a kit. We don't offer this, but they do have it on their website. It's their I think it's called the basic kit or something, but it's just under $12. It might actually be just over. It's around the $12 price point.
I think it's a trial kit, try it out kind of kit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's what I picked up so I can get familiar with Way Around, and now I'm using them everywhere.
It sounds like you bought more then.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Wow. Thank you so much.